This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better. This is episode number 44, and I have a special treat for you guys. Today, and probably the next 2 weeks, I am giving you some of the goodness from some of the people in my life. So let me give you the background, and then we'll get the goodness to you. I am becoming a new woman. I am becoming different in my life and in my business. And many of you know, especially those of you who have followed with me for a long time, that I'm a pretty independent woman, pretty independent, and get a lot of things done and do a lot of things for myself. And I am learning that I don't have to do it alone. I'm learning to ask for and receive quality help. I'm learning to get really good help. And at the day of this recording, it is the weekend before my event, Camp Starheart, and I had originally blocked off time to record 3 episodes, and I woke up this morning feeling, well, I've been waking up the past few mornings feeling just a little heavy phase fog of depression. I shared it with one of my girlfriends, and then I shared it online, and I already feel much better by just letting it out and not hiding in the shame of it. But part of that is just the natural stress that comes with putting on an event, of being a freaking human being, etc. And so when one of my friends, Tracy Lee, reminded me, like, you tell me all the time, Allison, what if you didn't judge it? And so I was like, well, if I didn't judge it, of course I'm feeling a little depressed because I am depressing down the feeling of anxiety and overwhelm for all the things that I have chosen to do for this event and all the things I've put on my plate. And so I had shared that online about the depression and just saying, were there any other leaders who dealt with depression or anxiety, and just acknowledging that I've been hiding a little bit and kind of just put myself back out there. This is something I used to talk about all the time, but I haven't really struggled with depression in a while. I've definitely had my fair share of anxiety, but I hadn't struggled with depression. Well, meanwhile, my phone rings and it's Kay. Those of you listening have probably heard Kay was in on one of the early episodes of the Better Life, Better Work show, and she and I have a long, beautiful history together. She was a client, a colleague of mine, and then became a client of mine when we both worked for Keller Williams Realty. Then for many years together, we were both what is called productivity coaches in our local market centers. And then when I became the coach of coaches, she was a client, and then I left and went out on my own, and a few years later, she followed by and went out on her own. And she is a colleague, a friend, a client. She is coming to Camp Starheart next week. She is one of the few people that has been all 4 years. And every other Friday morning, Kay and I give each other each a 30-minute coaching session. And specifically, I called her one day and I was like, hey, I don't normally do trade coaching or barter coaching, but I would like to hire you for money coaching. And she has been one of the key influences for me, supporting me in both my health, my physical health, because even though she's older than me, she was so much healthier than me, food-wise and discipline-wise and mindset-wise about her body and her money. So I specifically asked for her help in those two things. And it's been really effective working with Kay. And so this morning she called and I said, hey, did you see my post? I almost didn't answer because I just didn't want to talk. I didn't want people, when I put this out there, I really didn't want everybody coming to fix me. That's not what I needed. I just needed to be transparent so that I wasn't hiding in shame. And she was like, no, but I know how you do every year at the beginning of Camp Starheart. She recognized my cycles and she recognized that often before Camp Starheart, I go into a little bit of an ebb. I get a little confused and that I start restoring energy for the big expulsion of energy over Camp Starheart. And so I shared with her and all of a sudden the idea came to me to ask for help. And I just said, hey, Kay, will you record a podcast for me? Like, not as in an interview, but will you actually record it? As you know how Ellen, like when Ellen's not on the show, she has a guest host. And sometimes the late night people, when they're not there, they can either run a rerun or they can have a guest host. And so I decided to have guest host. And so my next three episodes, so that I can take care of myself, so I can take care of my clients, I want to continue to give you amazing content. I want to continue every single week to give you inspiration and connection and insight that blows your mind so that you can take action to make your life and your work better, Better Life, Better Work show. And I ask for help. And part of that is my becoming, that I am really like willing to say, hey, I need some help. So I asked Kay, she said yes. And then I turned around and asked, I'm in a group of women called the Brave Society, a leadership group. And I've been in that group for just over a month. I only know one person, well, two people pretty well. And everybody else, I've been watching their intros. I've been listening to their podcast. I've been listening to their work. But I don't know them super well. But I just had this intuitive hit to listen to my body. And my body was the one that said, hey, have Kay do this. And then I was like, well, I don't just have to have one. I had planned to batch three calls today. Because the amazing Elise, who does my podcast editing and publishing, was like, let's try a batch. And she's really wanting to support me and being consistent. And one of my old mentalities is like, oh, I always have to do it myself. And I was like, oh, what if I batch three podcasts, but really all I'm recording is the three intros. And I just make this a win-win and invite some of my new leadership sisters. So I got really brave this morning and I put in the Brave Society, we have different things that we can post. And I posted a hashtag ask and I set up the situation. I'm about to be in the event. I'm a little overwhelmed. I'm managing very lovingly my depression and anxiety, and I would like some help. And I explained the situation about the podcast. And so I put out the invitation, trusting my gut, and asked for two people to raise their hands and record podcast episodes as a guest host. So this week is going to be Kay, and the next 2 weeks will be those guest hosts. I'm excited for you guys to meet some of the people that I know are amazing, that I know get the mystic to the logistic, that I know are powerful and supportive, that may not be in your world. And so today, I'm excited to let you have a session with my dear friend and my dear coach, Kay Blonde.
Welcome to the Better Life, Better Work show. And I'm your guest host today, Kay Blonde. I have listened to Allison's podcast from day one. So I just had to do it. I just had to do it. Well, I have to tell you, when I woke up this morning, this was not on my agenda to do my very first podcast and to be the podcast host for Allison Crow. Man, she is a wizard and she is so good at so many things. And I have to tell you, this is not take one. I probably have already done 100 of these podcasts right here today and deleted all of them. So let's hope that episode 101 of this podcast actually makes it to the recording studio, which, by the way, is another story since I've never done a podcast. Not sure how I'm going to get that all sent over, but you know what? We'll worry about that at another time. All righty. So today, I've written down about five different topics, and all of them I think are quite good. But I want to give you one topic. I think the one topic I am going to give you is when you get the wind knocked out of you, how do you get back up? How do you get back up? I am a high D personality on the DISC profile, and I am a dominant masculine energy. So I am a driver. And I am efficient and I'm very bottom line. I'm results oriented. And years ago, I learned when I got the wind knocked out of me that that doesn't always serve me. And having to relearn that and to readjust and understand that really tapping into my inner being is what is going to drive my life and my business for me. And looking back, I think it was January of 2016, January and February, my business was approximately a year old and it was going through a shift. And I remember having a conversation with Allison that changed my life forever. And in that conversation, I shared with her that I was so scared about this new business and that the clients weren't coming as fast as I thought that they would. And I was just totally freaked out. And in that conversation, she took the opportunity to listen and to offer compassion in that place where I felt lonely and scared and shame and embarrassment. And yet I knew that there was a safety net with Allison. And at the end of that conversation, she asked me this question. She said, "Kay, how long have you been an entrepreneur?" And I'm like, "Ugh, I don't know, 30, 35 years. And she said, "In that time," and if you guys are doing the math, I'm 61. She said, "In that time, have you ever not been able to pay your bills?" And I thought for a second, and I said, "No, I've always been able to pay my bills." And I'm an avid saver too. So that's part of my bills is being able to save money. I totally dig saving money. And she said, "Then you have proof." I'm like, "What?" She said, "You have proof. God always provides." That was my response. She gave me permission to take a breath and to think differently. She gave me permission to step away from the wheel and surrender. Surrender to a higher being. For me, it's God. Surrender to my inner voice, which is, I got to tell you, for a high D dominant masculine energy person, that's tough, man. We are not into a whole lot of words or feelings. But in that moment, I knew it to be true because I could feel it in my body. And here we are 4 years later. And any time that I have been in that place, and I think y'all know what I'm talking about. Like this week I had the wind knocked out of me, like bam, bam, two times in a row, like dang. It's that feeling, and I'll associate it with a yoga pose called child pose, where you get down on the floor and you put your head down on the mat and you stretch out your arms in front of you and you just shut out the rest of the world because, quite frankly, all you can see is the mat. And you just get real small. And I like to get into that pose now because I know for me, when I do have the wind knocked out of me, or if there's a circumstance beyond my control that happens, that instead of keeping my armor on and working really hard to stand up straight and bear it, that it's much easier for me to just get down on the ground and breathe and know that everything is going to be all right. It always is on the other side. Then there was another important sentence that came along the way, and that was last year. And that was the sentence, "Trust yourself, you have your own back." And many times when I have been in a position where I have been indecisive, or I have been in a position where I'm uncomfortable Maybe I'm doing something new, like a podcast, or I'm trying something new on social media. Lord have mercy, social media gets me all knotted up, and yet I know that you got to do the social media, and it totally freaks me out every time, and yet I go through and I do it, and I know I'm going to be judged, and I got to be able to just release that quickly, not carry it around. Okay, but that sentence right there has really helped me a lot. Feel free to take that. Trust myself because I have my own back. And then I'm going to add to that on a piggyback with the saying, you can do hard things, you have proof. What? If you look at your life, you have done many hard things. And they are part of your past, and yet they are part of who you are. So many of us don't take the time to give ourselves credit for the things that we have done in our lifetime. We're so busy moving on to the next, that we don't even take time to think about the things that we have accomplished in life. We're so focused on what we haven't accomplished and all the things that we should be doing and all the things that we have to be doing, that we totally forget to love and praise on ourselves. And that is one thing that I have learned from Allison. Of course, it's one out of 1,000. But when I'm working with my clients, one of the exercises I have them do quite frequently is to write down all the things that they have accomplished in their life. And they tell me it's one of the most difficult exercises that I have them do. Like, they can't even think of anything that they've done. Now, that's craziness. They've gotten promotions. They've graduated from college. They've graduated from high school. They have participated in relationships that have worked out and relationships that haven't worked out. They have done many things in their life, but yet when it's time to do that exercise, they have no clue what some of those accomplishments in their life are. They're so focused on accomplishments being the certificate in hand with the gold star that they don't take a look around. And I think that that's important. That's where we sell ourselves short. And for those of you that journal, because I love me some journaling. I didn't used to. I owned a bunch of journals with all had one sentence in them. And then I read a book called The Miracle Morning. Woo-hoo! That changed my life. Love it. Love the savers. Start my day out like that. Totally believe in that. In starting my day with the quiet in order to show up and be my best self in my business and in my life. Gotta have some alone time, time to think and sort out what is happening in my life. Okay, so I just went on a squirrel. I'm not sure where I was. But anyway, accomplishments. Let's go back to that. And when I write in the journal, I write about things that I'm most proud of. I take the time to really feed my soul by acknowledging who I am and acknowledging the greatness that I do bring into the world. And you too, you're great. You bring greatness into the world every single day. It doesn't have to be this huge, grandiose, I don't know, effort or grandiose accomplishment or whatever. It could quietly be that on your walk, you look somebody in the eye and say good morning. Everybody has a bright light inside of them. So take some time today to really acknowledge who you are and your greatness and, you know, love on yourself so that you can place yourself in a position where you can love on others. And the next sentence was also a sentence that shaped my life. And this comes from Brooke Castillo. And she said, the results you have in your life today are because of the thoughts that you've had. And that reinforced the journaling that I do every morning. Being very aware of what I'm thinking about and knowing that that is the directive of my life. allows me to think differently. And I'll tell you, this is also a very hard exercise for my clients, because as humans, we really don't pay attention to what we're thinking. We pay attention to what we're feeling, and yet it's always going to be a thought that precedes that feeling. And yet we have no idea a lot of times what we're thinking. We just like blow past that whole thinking thing. And if you knew the importance of being able to acknowledge what you're thinking and feeling, it's your internal GPS. Yeah, it's your internal GPS. I'm like, why aren't we tapping into that? Our internal GPS and our inner voice, it makes our life so much easier. When you can release the control, which, by the way, sometimes feels like I'm, you know, when I'm in control, I feel like I'm walking around with two cement blocks on my feet. It's just like I'm getting there, but it's like so freaking slow and so heavy. But when you can release, I'll use the word surrender. When you can surrender the control to your higher being and your inner voice, I'm telling you, that's the sweet spot of life. Like, you don't have to excessively plan, which is a cue to me that I'm not all the way dialed in. Because if I am excessively planning this, that, and the other thing, I know that I am back at that wheel trying to take over. And it is never going to be a good place for me. When I can be open and listen to my heart and my soul and my inner voice, as Oprah likes to call it, the God whisper. Oh my gosh, she's so right on. It's such a kinder and more peaceful place to be. We really don't have to go through our days and our lives grinding and pushing hard. I used to do that. I'm not going to lie to you, man. That was my comfort zone, and giving that all up was really uncomfortable. But now when I see those posts on social media about, you know, rise and shine and grind, let's go and push hard and next, it actually makes me feel uneasy. And I know that it doesn't have to be that way. I also know that you can build the most amazing business in life by listening to your own thoughts. And so there we have it. So let me repeat those three things that I think will help to give you peace also. Number one, God always provides. Whew. Every time I say that, when I'm in a situation that feels sticky or tight, or things aren't really working out, I just take a deep breath and say to myself, God always provides. And you know what? He always does. Not necessarily in a way you all may think that he should provide, but when you have trust and faith, and no matter what shows up, you go with it, you'll find that there's always a better way. The next thing is trust yourself. Trust yourself. You have done hard things in the past and you have proof. Trust yourself to have your own back. You can make decisions and then you can make other decisions. It doesn't matter. Trust yourself. And the third thing is that your life today, all the results that you have are because of the thoughts that you've had. And so I can think any way I want. I can change any thought I have. I can ask my own thoughts, am I making up stories? Is this really true? I get to choose how I want to think and feel. No matter what is going on in the world, it's still up to me. I am still the person, along with God, creating this most amazing life. And you have that power within you too. Thank you for allowing me to be here today as your guest host. And I do believe we are complete. Episode recording 101 is finally going to make it to the table. All right, y'all, have an amazing day. And Allison will be back with you in a couple of weeks. Take care.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the Better Life, Better Work show. As always, I totally appreciate your iTunes reviews. That helps us get visible, get seen. I combine that with my special tactic of activating sacred contracts with the universe. So not only do we do the mystic work, we do the logistic work. And your testimonials and reviews help me get that done. Number two thing I want to tell you is if you're listening to this, I want you to take a screenshot and tag me somewhere. The hardest part about podcasting is not being able to see your audience and not being able to feel them. That's one of the reasons I do a lot of lives is because I love interacting with you guys. So if you're listening to this on this episode or any other, from time to time, just shout out and let me know that you're listening. And if you don't feel like doing that publicly, I would just love a little ping or a message every once in a while. Let me know what you got. Let me know what action you take. Let me know the impact this podcast is having on you. That really motivates me. I'm totally a words of affirmation gal. And so knowing that you're getting something out of this podcast really helps. Last week, I went to lunch with somebody and I didn't realize that she had listened to my podcast. So shout out to Gina. And then the final thing I want to tell you, the doors to Soulful Success, my coaching community and membership program are open. We are actually having just this invite period. I'm not going to be doing any hard sales, but I really just want to let you know that the doors are open, and that's at soulfulsuccess.info. You can find all the details. We have an amazing community of established business owners. There's a handful of new people in there, and there's a whole bunch of experienced people in there. And it's a very broad and diverse community. So we have coaches, we have realtors, we have designers, we have artists, we have interior designers. We have a woman that owns a sex toy shop in Houston, Texas, Beth Liebling. We have men, it's mostly women, but we've got some men. Men are totally welcome, but we have an amazing, I'm really good at attracting and giving permission for a really diverse group of people to get together and hold space with one another, to mastermind with one another. And then obviously as a part of the membership, you get live life coaching because I believe life coaching supports businesses even more than business coaching. And you get business coaching. And one of the things we're doing in 2019 is I'm bringing in specialists in business to support you. So I wanted to invite you to come in and see if you if it resonates with you. Take a look. If you have any questions, just message me either on Instagram or in my email at alliecrow@gmail.com or in Facebook Messenger. And I'd be happy to answer any questions you have, but I'd really love to have you if it pings with you. So soulfulsuccess.info. And remember, I spell soulful with SOULFULL. Right? Soulful.info. And check it out. We are now by application only. I really want to raise the bar on the people that are there. But so we are application only. Submit your application. And we would love to have you if it resonates with you. In fact, find a friend that it might resonate with too, because together we are better. All right, you guys, thanks for listening.
This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better, better is better.